Praise be Jesus and Mary. Well, today is a special day, being the 100th anniversary of the miracle of the sun at Fatima. And the promise of this miracle took place in the July 13th apparition at Fatima, when Sister Lucia asked for a miracle. She said, "I would like to ask you to tell us who you are and to work a miracle so that everybody will believe that you are appearing to us." By that time in July, word had already spread, crowds were gathering, and there was a lot of debate and discussion on what was exactly taking place. Was this authentic and all the rest? And so Lucia asks for a miracle. And Our Lady answered, "Continue to come here every month. In October, I will tell you who I am and what I want, and I will perform a miracle for all to see and believe." And so this is the point of miracles, these signs from heaven, as we read in the very last lines of St. Mark's Gospel, that our Lord accompanied the apostles' preaching and confirmed their word with signs. And so that is to strengthen our faith, to confirm the message, and to help our unbelief. And so heaven, by means of Our Lady, worked this great miracle of October 13th, 1917, the miracle of the sun, so that all will believe that Our Lady appeared and that her message through the children is authentic and real and should be accepted and put into practice. And now there are some people, I know I've heard testimonies of, you know, how is this not more widespread? There are people who find out about the miracle of Fatima in their adulthood, and they're shocked and amazed, and it changes their life. And they say, "Why didn't anybody ever tell me about this before?" Right? There's a real transforming effect. With others, it's different. Some of us may know people who are aware of the miracle of Fatima and seems to have little or no effect on their life. That's a real mystery. You know, here we are talking about the mystery of free will and of grace, or in another phrase used by St. Paul, the mystery of iniquity. We just don't know what is actually taking place within the soul. But each of us needs to respond personally to this gift from God. Remember, heaven was not required to work a miracle. Okay? This is a gift from God, a gift from heaven that we have a confirmation with tens of thousands of witnesses reported in the newspaper, photos, and all the rest. So each of us needs to take this personally. And really, we even have the confirmation on the part of the church, the liturgical prayer that we said at the beginning of today's Mass, which encourages us to do what? To live lives of prayer and penance for the salvation of the world. You see how the church takes the message of Fatima and reduces it to its essential for the prayer of the Mass. So the essential is to live a life of prayer. I would say especially the rosary, the daily rosary, penance for the salvation of world, so that the reign of Christ here on earth will continue to grow more and more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.